There were some wobbles for the country's first mass vaccination event this morning, but organisers are sure they've ironed them out for a big weekend ahead. About 16,500 people are expected to get their first dose of Pfizer by the end of Sunday. But patience was the order of the day in South Auckland. Our reporter Louise Tanuth and cameraman Nick Munro were there.
Rolling up for the country's first mass vaccination event. The first of many buses arriving at the Vodafone Events Centre in South Auckland today. The call went out for students and staff from MIT and their family members to get the vaccine. It was a call that got little response, so the net was thrown wider. But those on board were very much on board.
Very excited, thank you.
Long time coming?
I've been waiting for a while to get it, so...
I think it's pretty cool the way they decided the frontliners first and then everybody else, so which is really cool.
I think it's real good that we're finally getting to do it.
Yeah. What a massive process, so.
Yes, how was it? How was the process from getting on the bus? Was it smooth?
That's smooth. I think it's just the MIT slowly getting through people because you've got to do a health check. Then, quite a few different things. But it's all good. I see, you can't beat this,
Just it's what you have to do.
The atmosphere, lighting up because, you're at the finish line. You just got to get it done and then go home.
The man running the show here is Alex Pym, who says it'll be a big weekend.
So people will arrive at MIT Manukau campus. We'll register them, do a quick health check and answer any questions that they might have. They'll then hop on a bus, head over to the event centre where we'll welcome them, answer any further questions, and then they'll be invited to take a seat. A vaccinator will be with them a few minutes later and they'll receive their vaccine. They'll remain in that seat for around 20 minutes, just so we know that everything's okay and they're safe to leave. And then they'll be able to leave the venue, hop back on the bus to MIT and be on their way home.
Once inside the event centre, you'll see 242 of these booths. People come down and sit inside one of these and wait for their vaccination. Over the whole weekend, they're hoping to do around 16,000 people, and there's only 12 vaccinators, so that's around one vaccine per minute. But it wasn't all smooth sailing on day one. The journey begins here at MIT, where people are loaded on the buses to make the 2K journey down the road to the event centre. At 10 a.m, an hour into the day, they were already running 50 minutes behind schedule.
It was packed a little while ago, and the line seems to be moving quickly, but there's a bit of a backlog.
See, there's a lot of people here, and I suppose it's the first day of a mass vaccination rollout, so probably teething issues, I suppose, but... you're told to have a bit of time up your sleeve and have a bit of patience. So,
program directors put that down to people turning up early. They're pleading with people to turn up at the time they've been issued. They've bolstered the number of people on deck to help register people and clear any queues over the weekend. Acting COVID Minister Aisha Verrill admits the whole experience has been a learning curve.
We're going to do a look back at the end of the event. We really do need to understand how, when we make an offer, how demand comes through. So we'll see at the end how that's gone.
Plenty were happy with how it all went. Gus Gilmore's the CEO of MIT and is thrilled for the community.
50% of our student cohort are Māori and Pacifica, and to have them vaccinated in our South Auckland community is so important. And we've just encouraged our students to take part. They've come back from semester break now, they've seen the promotional material and they're starting to sign up, which is tremendous.
For these people, it was been there, done that, got the sticker to prove it.
It was just wonderful to see it all come together, and how they've coordinated the processes has worked really well.
Oh no, it's pretty organised, heaps of rows of queues and that, but it's in and out quickly, really.
Really easy, didn't wait a lot of time, so just got vaccinated.
Oh, we were the first ones, so the queue wasn't that bad this morning, but I think as the day goes by, there'll be lots of people at the building,
The Mass Vax Centre is operating over the weekend too, and they'll all be back again in a few weeks for round two.